When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Illini guy Mike Kegley, and I am here with fellow Illini guy Brad Sturdy and Kedrick Prince, director of recruiting. And Brad is live at Las Vegas. The Illini played, boy, you know, basically 37 minutes, 36 minutes and, you know, 45 seconds of good basketball, and then found out that Virginia is a very tough, old, experienced team. Brad, tell us what you saw.
Well, you know, you see Illinois have a 2-point lead in the final 4 minutes of a game against a team that, you know, I think it was Jeff Goodman has them ranked fifth in the country right now after their win over Baylor. And they have an opportunity to win. Now you just got to make those plays down the stretch. There were two key spots, I thought, two key plays. I thought when they fouled, you know, Vonderblass on his three, you know, Sky Clark hit him in the lower body, you know, didn't close out right, and then he makes all three free throws. Then even after they answer and have a 2-point lead, Terrence Shannon, you know, gets picked for an and one at the other end, and you've got a 1-point lead that turns into a 2-point deficit. You know, it's 58-57 down to 60-58. I thought those were the plays that, you know, down the stretch. And there were other things, you know, they came out of a timeout. Underwood talked to the post game. They came out of a timeout, and instead of running the play they drew up, Epps just went. And missed his shot. It wasn't a terrible shot, but it's just one of those things where you look at that. That's just execution. And veteran guys execute and young guys don't. And that's the difference between the two teams today is one team was older. They're the sixth oldest team in Division I. And, you know, so that tells you that they have a ton of experience. They're all juniors and seniors except the Beekman kid's a junior, but everybody else is seniors of the ones who, you know, play and contribute significant times. It, you know, they are a kind of team that despite maybe not having, you know, elite talent, like you don't look at those guys and go, oh, this guy's a first-round pick. You look at them and say, these guys are pretty good, though. They're just solid. They do everything well. And then they have size. They have some length. They can play big. They play small. They switched to small against Illinois tonight. So, yeah, lots of things like about Virginia, but also a lot of things like about Illinois because – This is a young team. They're relying on freshman guards, and that is hard to do in these types of games. These guys are going to keep getting better.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. Ked, what were your thoughts while we hope that Brad makes it through whatever's going on behind him there?
You know what? It stinks to lose, but honestly, guys, let's take a step back and look at the big picture. You know, Tony Bennett and Virginia is one of the best defensive teams in college basketball, not just this game. They've always been like that. I mean, Illinois, if I had any disappointment, we allowed them to play at their tempo, and we didn't push the ball. But a lot of that, too, well, not we, them, it's because they defend so well. This isn't a fluke. Like I said, they do this to everyone. Illinois scores 60 points. And I'm not going to criticize the freshmen. These kids are good. They don't play like freshmen. You know, a lot of people, and Brad, this is not directly you, buddy, trust me, because I listen to the game on TV. I don't buy this freshman stuff. Those kids play well enough to win. Yeah, you know what? At the end of the game, I know for a fact that was not the play that Brad Underwood drew up, but that could have been Trent Frazier, and he's 23 years old doing the same thing. So to me, I just, you know, it's a game of inches. Illinois competed. They played well. They played one of the best defensive teams in the country. And yes, the team's older, but like Brad said, I mean, and I'll be honest with you, those two turning points of the game were huge. That, because Illinois was up by one, I think, when Sky fouled him. that could have been Coleman Hawkins, you know. So to me, it's things they didn't get the timely breaks that they needed. You know, I know the fans are going to be mad at the free throw, you know, differences and disparity. I get it. I understand. If I had to say there was one guy who I don't think, quote unquote, was strong enough, I think Matthew Meyer has a lot to offer. I just wish he was a little bit tougher around the basket. RJ Melendez has a ton of talent. I don't think he had a rebound the entire night. Those are kind of things that I guess I'm going to point out, but they're not things that's going to cost you a game. Illinois is, they proved to me and everyone else, you know, they're one of the best teams in the country. They competed today, but, you know, now you learn from it. I don't want to say you learn from a loss because you can learn from a win as well. Just know down the stretch what you need to do. And to prove how good of a defensive team Virginia is, I mean, they're picking Terrence Shannon. How many times did Terrence Shannon try to go to the basket today and he was stripped? How many times did he try to cross over in front of the face and he got the ball taken away from him? That's not a fluke. I don't think the only other team Illinois is going to see like that the rest of the year will be Texas and Michigan State. I don't see anybody else on the schedule that's going to do that to them.
Well, I think this was a great primer for what Big Ten teams will try to do to the Illini. I'm not certain they'll be able to do it to the Illini, but
I don't know how the personnel to do it.
I agree. It's going to take a special team to do that. The Illini had 10 turnovers in the second half after playing a pretty good first half. And it seemed to me, usually I would expect the free throw disparity to be not that wide. But, Brad, did it seem to you that just in the second half, for whatever reason, Virginia was just one step closer to the ball? They got the loose balls. They got the position that put them in place to get to the ball quicker. What did you think?
I think so. I think Virginia was just in a better position. Illinois was chasing a lot. They got stuck in some switches with some mismatches. The one thing, if I have one concern, like nothing really concerns me because I see youth. Terrence Shannon has never been the man, you know what I mean, really on his team. So he's learning how to do that. And then there are guys like, you know, Coleman Hawkins having a bigger role. Even though they're experienced, their guys are in new roles. And then you have a bunch of freshmen. So you're going to make those mistakes. But what I see is that I saw those mistakes on defense too, where, you know, and Underwood talked about this in the post game when he talked about how they've never done this quick turnaround. This is why this tournament's so great, preparing for the NCAA or Big Ten tournament later, is because they've never done this before. They've never been a quick turnaround. They played late Friday night. They come out, they play early Saturday, and they have to, you know, no shoot around in the morning because the early game time, and also because there's no gym available. Yeah. So this made it was just different. And this is one of those things they're going to have to adjust to. You know, these are things that they have to, that they're going to have to figure out, and they'll come with time. And so I think, but I think you saw that a little bit, some scouting report mistakes put them chasing. But if I have one concern, it's that they didn't really contain the dribble real well. And that's an area of concern for me because it wasn't on the switches and mismatches as much as just our guards got beat off the dribble too much. And I know that, you know, Kai Clark is fantastic. You know, a little quick guy who can get there, and he was point guard on a team that won a national title. So this is, you know, he's good. But at the same time, they have to do a better job containing the dribble.
Yeah, and one thing, Ked, from my vantage point as a coach, the Illini offense was stuck playing out at 20 feet around the three-point line while Virginia was playing inside and getting fouls called. And that is why you see that, you know, the game kind of switched on the Illini. And, of course, last year we were used to the Illini playing in the paint often with Kofi Coburn. What did you think as watching that second half that was so decisive?
I go back to what I said in my opening statement. It's Virginia's principles. They made Illinois do that. I mean, and that's why the thing I've always done and my beliefs in coaching, you don't let opponents, will their will on you. You put your will on them. They forced Illinois to do that, and they fell right into their hands. You know, I'm glad you asked that question because to me, I just watched them get on the perimeter. They took everything away that Illinois wanted, And if that's what you want, you know, you want to learn, because if you attack the basket strong and aggressively, you know, let's face it, most aggressive teams, they're going to get the benefit out of the calls. You know, Illinois was on the perimeter, and I think Terrence Shannon got frustrated because he got stripped a couple of times and he didn't get the calls. So he stopped trying to go to the basket. But that's when you keep going. But a lot of it, though, to me, I guess I'm not going to be I saw two calls that I thought went against Illinois. And in a 40-minute basketball game, that's not bad.
Yep.
There was an offensive play where Sky Clark tried to get the ball. He really did. And the Virginia player clearly grabbed his arm so he couldn't get it. I mean, he grabbed Sky so he couldn't get it. And the other one was the one on Matthew Meyer. I thought that was pretty bad. I hope he's okay. I don't know, Brad. I don't know if that was brought up in the press conference or not. But the other than that, I think Illinois allowed them to play their tempo. They were the aggressive team. And to be honest with you, it has nothing to do with, you know, the game tonight. I really think they're the best team in the ACC. I'm not impressed with North Carolina, and I think Duke is overrated. They defend well enough to where you can win national titles, and that's what Brad wants to hang his hat on. And if Illinois should learn something tonight, it should be that.
Oh, and there were so many moments that you could videotape and, you know, be great teaching moments for this young team. About the only thing that concerned me, to be real honest, at this last couple games, Coleman Hawkins played very well, but I would like to see him rebound a little more.
He stands, man. Mike, oh my gosh, he stood so many times. But I was watching the game with some people, and you know what? They think it's fatigue. He's logging a lot of minutes, and he's at the point of that press. There was times that he didn't even jump for the ball. I don't know if it's because he's tired. I tell you what, I know they have to see that in the game film, because I watched a couple times where Dane Danger was going for the ball. Coleman stood and watched it. So I don't know if it's because he's tired, because he's traditionally pretty good at that.
Yeah, yeah. Brad, any thoughts on anything else that kind of, you know, caught your eye as you were there courtside?
Yeah, I'm going to go on a limb. So here's who Virginia reminds me of this year. Do you remember, I think it was a couple of years ago, Purdue had everybody back, and they just killed everybody in the preseason.
Yep.
And everybody was like saying, this team is going to be you know, they're going to win the national title. I think that's this team. I'm not saying they're like Purdue in the style. I'm just saying, although they are a little, I think that this team, the difference is this team is old. And so old teams are better early in the season because they don't have to learn new principles. They don't have to learn these things. They did it all last year. And that's why bringing back everybody is such a huge impact and such a big deal. So,
yeah, I was actually going to say they reminded me of some of the Gene Katie Purdue teams, you know, where they had three or four guys who had been there 8 to 10 years, it seemed like. And, you know, everybody was experienced. You just couldn't rattle those guys. And that was something. The other thing is, what did you think of the inside play? I thought Dane Danger, while he was out there, was pretty good. Did you think, Ked, going down the end, the Illini got a little one-on-five-ish on offense just because guys were trying hard to make something happen?
They were, and that's why, personally, I don't buy the whole freshman thing. I mean, they're not scared.
Yeah.
I don't know why, and I would love to know, but I think Dane Dana should have got more minutes, maybe because he was fatigued, because rebounding was a concern. They, and I tweeted this, I think Illinois put themselves in position. They blocked out, but because I think they were taller, they tipped the ball to their opponents, to their teammate, so Illinois couldn't get the basketball. Danger is long, and he rebounds really well. And I think in the first half, you know, him, and if you look in the second half late in the game, which is what your question is, he gave Illinois a second chance with a lot of that. He was able to keep the ball alive on a couple of possessions, and I think Jay Neff's missed him on a couple of times, I think, early. But also, too, though, I don't want to criticize Jaden because, again, Virginia was in good position defensively. You know, look at who his dad was. I mean, you look back at all the days, that family tree, they teach great defense. And it's just really hard for me to sit here and to be really negative toward the team. I mean, you always learn. You always want to see things where you can do to get better. I mean, like, Illinois has this out-of-bounds play, where they're all across the four line. One guy goes up, one guy jabs, has to get a backdoor layup. They tried that three times tonight and couldn't get a sniff off of it because Virginia plays good defense. I just tip my hat to the other team today, and maybe if Illinois played them again, maybe they learn from a situation like this, and you know, maybe they're the aggressor. But if you want to know how to play defense, I'll tell you what, tonight was impressive to me. Illinois will score 60 points and a half against teams. They just ran into a bus on a night.
Well, and Illinois really did, you know, in terms of defending on the floor, did a decent job. The other thing, Brad, so here it is. We're at the end of a weekend. The Illini's two big programs went 1-3 this weekend. Yet for some reason, I feel like we're in a pretty good place. You know, the football team, we'd have liked them to win, but they played against one of the toughest teams in the nation, took them down to the wire. Here, we play a close game against Virginia. Am I crazy, Brad?
Yeah, I think it's 1-2, though, Mike.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry, one and two. Yeah.
The volleyball team went 2-0, and the women's basketball team 1-2. So we're gonna go with 4-2.
All right, there we are.
I agree. I think it's a good place. Football team battled them. You know, they obviously, I think most people felt like they should have won. A couple bad breaks down the stretch and probably made some, you know, some decisions they shouldn't have made or whatever. Some better play calls and getting two first downs there should have been the goal instead of giving Michigan their opportunity. But I thought the basketball team really showed themselves well. Underwood said it in the postgame best. So what are your thoughts on your team after this? We're pretty damn good. And we're going to be really good by the end of the year because they're not near their ceiling. And I think that sums it up in a nutshell. These guys aren't going to get worse. They're going to get better. And you're going to see a team that is really capable of making a turn run in the NCAA tournament. I'll tell you right now, here's my bold statement. If these two teams are playing again in February or in March, Virginia and Illinois, I think the outcome is going to be different because I think this Illinois team has more talent and they're going to have the experience that they need at that point to win this game down the stretch.
Yeah, especially when you look at what these freshmen are showing, which I got to take my hat off. These guys are playing against a meat grinder defense, and there were no freshmen there was no fear, period. And that's just so hard to find in a group of freshmen. Ked, any final thoughts from you?
You know, I agree with Brad. I'm looking at the big picture. I remember doing a podcast and I had Tim Anderson on as my guest. And Tim Anderson said that he felt it was going to be a rocky, rough start. They were going to lose a lot of games and get better. I don't know if that's true, Coach Anderson. If you're listening to this, I love you, guy, but I think you're a little bit better off than you're a lot better off than what I think you originally thought. This team's going to be okay. And Brad's right. You know, they're only going to get better. I mean, look at what we just said. I mean, you got no rebounds from RJ Melendez, you know, and I don't know, Dane Danger, quote unquote, wasn't himself, and Terrence Shannon. You know what? That's very normal. I mean, no, it's hard for people to shoot the ball like that back to back. I forget the guy's name, Brad, maybe you remember. He's number four for Virginia. He shot lights out against Baylor. He didn't do that today.
Armin Franklin?
Yes. So there's no difference. I mean, Illinois fans, I wouldn't be upset. If you want to be heartbroken, the football game, that's a different story, Mike. I wish you would have brought it up because I think I just painted it for the fifth time. But on the flip side of that, you got to be proud too because they went into that environment and they had a chance to win. So when you look at where Illinois has been 10 years ago and both programs, women's program, they're competing. This is what you want. They did it on a national stage and, you know, they woke people up this weekend. Illinois, they're going to go up in the rankings. There's no way that they can't with this performance. And people know now what they're going to be in for. And they don't need that quick 2-day turnaround in the Big Ten. Well, they're probably a couple games, but you'll have an opportunity to scout. And I love the way they scout. And I like what they do offensively, defensively. So Illinois is going to be fine, guys.
Yeah. And Brad, hard to believe, but Illinois is less than 2 weeks from their Big Ten opener against Maryland. And for Larry, that would be like literally one day. But what are you thinking here? You know, it's got to be an exciting thing. You've covered a lot of teams over the years. How are your thoughts on this team as you're watching it evolve?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to learn and grow. Here's the one thing I'll tell you. Maryland's pretty good, too.
Yes, they are.
They're off to a good start. That's going to be a tough Big Ten opener. But, you know, the way I look at it, you know, Illinois has the Syracuse game, then they've got Maryland, and then they've got Texas coming up. This is another meat grinder of a schedule, and it's conceivable you could go, like, you know, 1-2 very easily in those games. But I'll tell you what, this team could go 3-0 as well. This game will prepare them for seeing Texas later, because Chris Beard's defense is eerily similar to Tony Bennett's defense. So that's why you play these games, right? I mean, so you're ready for this later on, and you'll see the pack line from Wisconsin, things like that type thing. But I don't think Wisconsin has the athletes to do what Virginia does. So, yeah, I think this is huge for Illinois. I think it's a great learning thing, and they're going to be fine down the stretch.
Perfect. I tell you what, guys, thank you so much for taking some time here so we can kind of go over this with the Illini fans. We will also have on the Illini, we'll have a preview of the Northwestern game coming up this week. Obviously, Turkey Day, so we would we'll have that out before Thanksgiving, and then we'll ask you to listen to that to get prepared for the Illini. Any last thoughts, Brad?
Hey, I got two Sturdy for 30s coming up this week. One is going to be with the two Illini walk-ons, Connor Servin and Paxton Warden.
Sweet.
The walk-on podcast. And then I've got an NBA scout who's going to be talking to us about the Illini squad and what he saw out here this week. So,
wow, that is – so there's going to be – look, the bottom line is you're going to get a couple days off work, folks. We'd ask you just to spend those time listening to Illini Guy podcast. So you'll have Sturdy for 30. You'll have a couple of them. I'll tell you what, the two things that I wait for is I wait for Sturdy for 30s. I wait for Ked's recruiting roundups. I guess I'm going to add a third one, Dan Carlin's hardcore history. So those are the ones that I wait to listen to. So it's going to be a big week. Ked, anything coming up on your podcast, which is Ked's recruiting roundup, which features some of the biggest names in athletics, the kids who are trying to decide where they're going to go during the recruiting process?
Well, we're going to keep a close eye with what's going on in the football program. I mean, I think there's always a possibility. There's a good chance that, you know, that they may be able to get one this week. If you want to know any tips, you just got to follow Coach Brett Bielema, his Twitter account, because he sends out the signal when there's a possibility. So there's a chance that they may be able to get one or two guys, and I think the showing of Michigan certainly help their cause.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, when you see Coach Bielema give a hint that something's coming, that's when you really want to be subscribed to the Illini guys, because generally there's nobody closer to Illini sports than Brad and Ked, and generally there's some hints and tips out there on the message boards, things we can't put in an article because you don't have somebody that will put their name on it. But rumors and sausage making are on the message boards. And a lot of times the Illini guys subscribers actually know what's going to go on before it goes on, so to speak. So IlliniGuys.com powers these podcasts. That is $99 a year. Be looking, because this week there is going to be a Black Friday special. So keep your eyes out on that. We'd love to have you as a subscriber. Please, you know, think about it. We really value your $99, and we'll give you as much content as we possibly can to make that a fair deal. And, of course, the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular is on Fridays or Saturdays. Just go to IlliniGuys.com, click on the radio button, and find out what city, what day, Friday or Saturday, and what time we're on. All we ask you to do is please go ahead and listen, and go ahead and call up that station and thank them for having us on the air. So for Brad and for Ked, this is Mike saying thank you very much, and go Illini.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.